Emir Hashem, this Matzi Shabbos, as Klal Yisrael begins to say Slichas, we enter the final stages of preparation, of Achana, for Rosh Hashanah, for the Yom HaDin HaBa'a Leinu L'Toiva. This year, Emir Hashem, we have 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah. And the Poskim say that that's the minimum amount of Slichas that we have before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah would fall out earlier in the week, we would have to begin Slichas the Matzi Shabbos before. The inyan of 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah says one of the reasons is because the halacha is that before a person is makriv a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to first do bikur mumin. He has to check it for mumin. For 4 days, he has to make sure that there's no mumin and the korban is kosher. By all the karbonas that we bring on Yomim Tovim, the Torah says a lashon v'hikravtem oila. Except for Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says v'asisem oila. And that's a remez that in Rosh Hashanah, it's not enough just to bring a behema as a korban, rather v'asisem oila. A person has to make himself into a korban oila. And that's his schus, and that's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, to make oneself into a korban oila HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a korban that you makriv on the Mizbeach needs arba yomim of bikur mumin, before Rosh Hashanah, the person himself needs to be mevaker his own mumin, to check his own mumin, to make sure that he'll be able to be a kosher korban oila on Rosh Hashanah. Now this idea that a person has to be makriv himself on Rosh Hashanah as a korban oila sounds like a very, very high madrega. But if the Torah said Vasisem Oila, the Torah certainly wasn't only speaking to Tzadikei V'Gedoylei Hadar. The Torah was speaking to every individual, every Yid. And not only every Yid, the Torah was speaking to every Yid in every Dar, in every generation. Even a Dar that's very dark and Ruchnius is very difficult to attain. But on that door also the Torah says, Vasisem Oila. How could it be that a regular Pashut Yid in a very, very simple door is able to attain this Madrega of Rosh Hashanah of being Makriv himself as a Korban Oila? It says in the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois asher anoichi mitzavecha hayoim loy nefleisi mimcha v'loy rechoykehi. This mitzvah that I'm being mitzvah you today is not far away from you, and it's not hard to reach. Loi b'shamayim hi, leimar miyalalonu ha-shamayim. It's not in shamayim. V'loi me'ever la'yam hi. It's not across the ocean. Leimar miyavralonu el'ever hayam v'ikachel lonu. Rather, ki karoi ve'lecha ha-dover ma'oid b'fikach u'bilvavcha la'asoysoy. What does it mean, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois? The Rabban says, this is going on the mitzvah of tshuva. Out of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, the one mitzvah that the Torah specifies and lets you know that it's easy to do, ki karav elecha hadavar ma'od b'fikach u'levavcha la'asoysay, and it's not difficult, is the mitzvah of tshuva. If we look at the halachas of tshuva, the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva explains that the two ikrim of tshuva is, number one, aziva sachet, and be mekabel never to do it again, and charata, and having charata on the chatoyim that you did. And the Rambam says, what is the madrega of aziva sachet that a person has to reach? Ad sheyoyid olav yedei atalumais, shelo yoshev l'derech za'oid. You have to be oizev asachet with such a strong commitment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all the secrets of a person's heart, will be able to testify in him that he'll never return to this derech. That's the level of the Kabbalah that a person needs. Is this an easy mitzvah to do? How many people have gone through so many Yomim Leroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and they really had charata and they decided they won't do it again? But too shortly after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they found themselves going back to the old ways. For a person to give up his derech and make such a turnaround Ad sheyoyir alav yedea talumos, that he won't go back to his old ways. That's the easy mitzvah. If anything, that sounds like the most difficult mitzvah. That it's rechoyka, it's neflace, it's me'ever layam. That a person should change his whole way of life just like that and do tshuva. And out of all mitzvahs, the Torah dafka says, this mitzvah of tshuva is the easy mitzvah to be mekayim. It's yadua that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said a tremendous chiddush in the inyan of aziva sachet as part of tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter based what he said on a gemara in Menachos. In the mitzvah of tzitzis, we have two chalakim. There's one chalak of the mitzvah that's the chutei lavan, which we have bezman hazeh, and the other part of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of tchelas. Both are mitzvah tzitzis. Someone who's not mekayim that mitzvah, he doesn't put tzitzis on his beged of arba kanfos, is over the avera of not wearing tzitzis. However, the Gemara says, the avera for not wearing tzitzis, the chutei lavan, is not the same level avera as someone who doesn't wear chutei tcheles. The Gemara says, Godol, Einshel, shall lavan yesim itcheles. The oynish for not wearing lavan is greater than the oynish for not wearing tcheles. And the Gemara explains why. Because chutei lavan is a very easy mitzvah to be mekayim. It's just strings, it's inexpensive, he puts it on his bag and he's going to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tcheles is a chiyuv gomer, but it's sometimes there's difficulties in reaching the mitzvah. It could be expensive, it could be a tircha, it could be hard to find, and there is a certain amount of difficulty in being mekayim the mitzvah. If Hashem is mitzav you a mitzvah that's difficult to do, you have to do it. But if you don't do it, there's always some type of a quote-unquote excuse. The Yitzhara got to me, and I didn't want to be Tereach. I didn't want to spend the money. And because of that, he didn't do it. It's wrong, but there's some level of excuse that he couldn't control the Yitzhara. But a mitzvah like Chutei Lavan, which is so easy to be Mekayim, it doesn't cost any money. There's no Tircha involved. There's Kamat no Yitzhara. And that also you are over? That is Mechayev, a much greater Einish. Because the Nisayan was so small, the Yitzhara was so small, and you didn't even bother to put on the Chutei Lavan, that deserves a greater Einish. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that this Chaluka in the levels of Einshim, of the same mitzvah, is not only by Tcheles, it's by every single mitzvah. If you look at any mitzvah, there's always Bechinois HaKalois, like Rabbi Yisrael calls it, and Bechinois HaChamuris. For example, the Isra of saying Lashon Hara. It's also to say Lashon Hara ever. But there's different Ifanim, there's different times where a person wants to say Lashon Hara. Sometimes he found out a great piece of information that's really very important, and he has a big Yitzhara to say it, and it's Lashon Hara. It's an Isra Gomer to say. There's another case where a person has nothing important to say. He's just sitting around with some friends and they're talking, and just to bring up conversation, he could end up chas v'shalom with Lashon Hara, speaking Lashon Hara. Was the Yitzhara, was the Nisayon so great there? No, he's just mezalzel. He says Lashon Hara. Which case has a worse einish? Someone who had a big Nisayon to hold back from saying the Lashon Hara, or the one who didn't have a Nisayon at all? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter the same thing. The one who was over the Bechina HaKala, where there was no Yitzhara, there was no Nisayon, that Oynish is much greater. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when a person wants to do tshuva on an Avera, for example, Lashon Hara, B'derech Chlal, what goes through a person's mind when he thinks about tshuva, he thinks about the big Nisayonis. I have to be Oymid in the big Nisayonis, that's tshuva. But the emes is, that's not the starting point of tshuva. The starting point of tshuva is dafka, the place where there is no nisayon. The nisayon is small, the nisayon is minimal. That's the place to start to tshuva. Because that's the place where is the biggest kitrug. That's the place where the oynish is the greatest. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a tremendous chiddush. If a person looks at an avera, and he looks for the Bechina HaKala, the most easy way of being mekayim that mitzvah, the bechina hakala of that mitzvah, and he's mekabel on himself not to do it again, and that really is easy. It's the bechina hakala. If he's mekabel on himself never to do it again, that is called aziva sachet. Even if you weren't oizev the whole chet, but you are oizev a bechina hakala of the chet, a small part of the chet, that's also called aziva sachet. And with that, a person could be yoitze the mitzvah of tshuva. He's not finished. If a person says, I'll just do the bechina hakala, I'll leave everything else, that's not good. But if a person starts with the bechina hakala, al menas to continue in mitzvah Hashem to the next bechina when he's able to, that's considered aziva sachet. You are oizev a part of the chet. And that's bechlal tshuva. That's where Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is mechadish on the inyan of tshuva. It says in the Gemara, La'oylam yaseg odam b'toyru v'mitzvah shaloy l'shma, shemitoich shaloy l'shma bol l'shma. Most people look at that Maimer Chazal and say that be'etzem a person is not supposed to learn l'shaloy l'shma. You're supposed to learn l'shma. But if you're a Nebuch and you can't learn shaloy l'shma, so la'oylam yaseg odam b'toyru v'mitzvah shaloy l'shma. So mitzvah Hashem shemitoich shaloy l'shma bol l'shma. But Reb Chaim V'lozhiner says that's not what it means. The lashon of Chazal is la'olam yasek adam b'toyru v'mitzvah shaloy l'shma. La'olam means you're supposed to dafka start shaloy l'shma. A person should not attempt to learn l'shma first. He should begin with shaloy l'shma and mitoich shaloy l'shma bol l'shma. Reb Chaim V'lozhiner says a mashal. Let's say there was a king who had a servant, and he gave a command, and he told his Eved, go bring my packages up to the second floor. And the Eved took the packages, started walking up the steps. Would the king come over to him and say, what are you doing on the steps? Didn't tell you to go on steps. I told you to go to the second floor. Why are you on the steps? Of course, that's ridiculous. Because if the Melech was Mitzaveh to go to the second floor, there's no way to the second floor without going on the steps. So part of the tzivoy to go to the second floor means to walk up the steps. That's a chelik of the tzivoy. Says Rabbi Chaim V'lozhiner, it's the same thing. The mitzvah of learning l'shma is a high madrega. It's the second floor, it's the third floor, it's the fourth floor. It's very high up. If Hashem said, learn Torah l'shma, he didn't mean jump to the fifth floor right away. He meant go up the stairs to l'shma. What's the stairs of l'shma? Shaloi l'shma is the steps. So l'oilam, you're supposed to start shaloi l'shma. If a person attempts to start l'shma, he can't be matzliach. Like if the Eved would try from today to tomorrow to jump to the second floor, he'll never be matzliach. It's the same thing if a person starts with a higher madrega, he can't reach it. The Torah is mitzavah start dafka with the lower madrega. That's the steps leading up to the higher madrega. And that's part of the tzivoy of when Hashem said, learn Torah l'shma. We can understand this is the same inyan that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is saying, that the Torah is mitzavah, do tshuva, get rid of your averas. Get rid of them all, every bechina of the Aveira, immediately this second? That's a high madrega. The Torah says, go on the steps. What's the steps? The bechina hakala. Start with the easy chelek, the easiest thing. People maybe could say they can't do a difficult thing. But the easiest level of their Aveira, everyone has control over that and everyone is able to stop it. That's the etzem mitzvah of tshuva. Just like le'olam yasag odam b'toyru mitzvah shaloi l'shma, because that's the steps leading to l'shma, le'olam yasag odam b'tshuva b'bechina hakalos, because that's the stepping stone to lead to tshuva shlema. So now we understand why the mitzvah of tshuva, the Torah makes it clear that it's tshuva is easy. The difficult part of tshuva we're not supposed to start with. Im mitzvah Hashem, as we start and we get through one bechina to the next bechina to the next bechina, emetz Hashem, everyone will get to tshuva shleima. But the avoda to begin with is loy me'evra yam. That's good for what the Torah is saying. Don't think the mitzvah of tshuva is me'evra yam to grab the biggest nesyonis right away. Start tshuva ki karav elecha adover ma'oid befikach ubelvav chalas oisai. That's the reason why the mitzvah of tshuva, the Torah calls as a mitzvah kala, ki karav elecha adover ma'oid. It could be, that's an inyan, how we can understand the inyan of vasisem oila as well. It's true that the bechina hakala of every avera is considered easy. It's easy to do. I don't have such a big yitzhara for it. On the easiest part of that avera I could do, it's easy. But what's the challenge? The challenge is because it involves change. People don't like to change. If a person succeeds in erasing even a bechina kala of the avera, he's a different person. He's a changed person. He has a different way of life. He has a lot more to do, but right now he's a changed person. People are scared to change. People hesitate to change. That's the first step that's needed in tshuva, that a person is willing to change. That's the hakrova. That's the asisem oila. How does a person makriv himself as a korban? A korban yushecht. How does a person, quote unquote, shecht himself for Hashem? Shecht himself means that I'm a new person. I'm on a new derech. I changed. I'm something else. Even if that change is only involving the bechina hakala, but that's already a change, and that's a kiyum of the asisem oila. Emetz Hashem, we should all be zoicha in these upcoming days, together with Gans Klal Yisrael and our mishpachas, to a good kibben shiur and a ksiva v'chasima teiva.